This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Gertrude Boyd. Episode number 167 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, mindfulness. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The aim of mindfulness techniques is to achieve a state of alertness and concentrated relaxation by consciously paying attention to thoughts and sensations without judgment. There is more than one way to practice mindfulness: sit still, concentrate on repeating words or mantras quietly, or allow the thought to come and go without judgment. Yoga and Tai Chi can also help you develop awareness of your breathing, and mindfulness meditation involves sitting still, paying attention, and drawing your attention back to yourself whenever your mind starts to wander. Notice the breathing sensations in all parts of the body and sounds around you, as well as the tingling without judgment. Let the thoughts and sensations in your head and body come to you without judging them, or notice them when they come and go. Mindfulness meditation is a mental training practice that teaches you to slow down raging thoughts, let go of negativity, and calm your mind and body. Mindfulness techniques can vary, but in general, mindfulness meditation involves breathing exercises and awareness of body and mind. You can watch a short video on YouTube, Mind Matters, about mindfulness breathing. Mindfulness meditation is a popular technique used to achieve mindfulness, but it can also be achieved without meditation. Practicing mindfulness meditation requires no props or preparations, whether you enjoy candles, essential oils, or mantras. As awareness of mindfulness practices grows, treatments can be encouraged to incorporate mindfulness into their daily lives, especially in a non-clinical setting. While mindfulness can be achieved through a variety of techniques, mindfulness-based approaches can be meditated. In mindfulness meditation, the practitioner typically leads the person or people in therapy to focus on the present moment. Mindfulness is particularly important in treating depression, as this practice can often help sufferers maintain a sense of control. Once participants realize that their thoughts have drifted away from the present, they are encouraged to see where they have been and what they have done for a moment, to turn their attention back to the present moment without reacting or judging themselves. Therapists can help patients to better understand and treat the emotions and physical sensations associated with their cognition, such as anxiety, depression, anxiety disorder, and post-traumatic stress. One way to raise awareness of physical sensations can be used in mindfulness. Verbal cues help the therapist to maintain consciousness and movement, breathing, and sensation through various exercises. Visual cues such as guided images, sounds, and visual cues are often used for mindfulness approaches, as well as verbal cues that help with perception. This continuation of the therapeutic process allows individuals to observe and explore mindfulness in a non-clinical environment and later in the session to investigate the effects and obstacles that occur in daily life. As you can see, mindfulness is practiced through formal meditation, and formal meditation enriches our ability to be mindful in everyday life. When we practice mindfulness, such as focusing on one thing at a time, sitting meditation, or mindfulness sessions, it allows us to focus more attention and presence of mindfulness on other parts of our lives as well as on our daily activities. Mindfulness meditation is a mental practice that focuses on the sensations of breath and body, while maintaining a relaxed state of mind. In recent years, meditation has been the focus of clinical research and has been shown to have numerous positive effects, including a reduction in anxiety, depression, stress, anxiety disorders, and depression. Learn about the natural, effortless meditation style that helps you feel simple, fresh, and fulfilling in this online course led by Deepak Chopra. Meditators are taught to acknowledge hurtful thoughts and to draw attention back to the breath without judgment. There are no distractions, and the meditator is taught not to be distracted, to recognize and acknowledge hurtful thoughts, but to turn attention back to the backward breath, without judgment and without discernment. There is no need to reorganize the brain to form a life, or to reorganize its thoughts, feelings, emotions, and even the body into a body. This type of meditation involves concentration by repeating sentences and focusing on the breathing sensations, while at the same time letting the parade of thoughts that inevitably arise come and go. Once concentration is established, one can observe without judging inner thoughts, emotions, or body sensations as good or bad. This can trigger a well-known relaxation reaction, which is responsible for the body's less stress response. I also notice that the experience makes me more aware of my surroundings from moment to moment, such as the sound of the wind, the smell of the air, and the contact with water on my skin. It is important to realize that meditation and mindfulness are not the same. While the main idea of meditation is to be present and aware of one's thoughts and feelings, mindfulness is about reconnecting with what we are doing. Mindfulness does this by paying attention to what we feel and observe in the present moment. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.